Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Summer is almost here, you guys, and I'm so excited. I know, like a lot of you, you're planning vacation with your friends and family, and I'm trying to pack light. This is something I've been working on. I have a tendency to overpack, so I'm shopping Macy's for new shoes that I can wear all day with anything and not have to bring 75 different pairs. And I'm also excited to lay out in the sun and own the day with key pieces from Macy's, like new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi's skirts. I am ready to relax and look and feel great. So remember, just shop Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to look and feel great.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Calm Down podcast, everybody. Right before we came on, I was messing with my hair because it's dripping down my back because I just took a shower and I'm raced over here from my run. And Erin goes, gosh, I never knew how many showers you took until this last vacation. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I love a shower.
Yeah, we have many things to get to. I feel like the theme will be vacation. We just, as you were saying before we got on, we were talking to our producer, Ryan, Cutie Ryan, who just went to Italy. This is not our vacation, but I was reliving some of his. You haven't been to Italy yet. Ryan and his wife went to Italy. I was asking him, did you break out profusely after your first couple days in Italy in that water? And he said, oh, yes. It's one of those things, and sorry to jump right in, but why not, especially in the Mediterranean, you know, where that water is so salty, one of two things happens. All the zits, you think you go to Italy and your skin looks so good, and you're like, oh, I'm going to look so cute in my dresses. Day three, you have full-blown acne. And the reason why is the salt brings all the impurities or whatever, all the zits, all the nonsense you have lodging in there, you're hoping stays out until you get home from your vacation, and they are there day three, and you are without that zit cream, without your little patches, all the things. So listen to your Aunt EA. If you're going to Italy, bring all your necessities to get to the core of the matter, all your zits, because they're going to come out in Italy.
Okay, well, I think that I've been to Italy only once, but I didn't go coast. I didn't go to the Italian coast. I was like inland. So I didn't go in the water. So I'm trying, as you know, before the season starts to get to Italy. So I will keep that in mind. But I had some ones emerge on our vacation too, because it was very humid where we went.
Yes.
But my skin, but they cleared up in like 2 seconds.
That's your skin humidity. Held up. Yeah,
it did.
Well, maybe that's because of the 17 showers you took on our vacation. It's a work of art. It's really incredible. And I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Here's my thing.
As
I have a plumber in the house right now working on my water pressure. I love a shower. I wake up, have to have a shower to like wake me up. Then I have to work out. I was on the phone with you. I was running late. But I knew I had to get a run in because, again, Erin and I are big mood like people. If our mood will change if we go and work out. So I was like, I got to work out. But then the time was ticking. I wasn't going to take a shower. But then I have this visceral reaction in my body. If I had to sit here for an hour in sweat, I'd feel disgusting. So I raced and took another shower. So I have to shower after I work out, have to shower before I go to bed. And then intermittently, like the other day, I was removing this thing out of my backyard that was bothering me like for months now. And it was so dirty. And right after I did it, then I had to take a shower because I was like, this is just too dirty and whatever. So on average, I take a shower 3 times a day. Sometimes it can come up to 4 or 5. And every time I'd come out of the room, Erin's like, another shower? I felt refreshed every time.
And you looked great. And I get it too. I think besides working out, showers are also a mood booster as well as putting gum in too. That does like change your vibe because yesterday I was sitting on the plane. I was like, my breath could mow down this plane right now, but I slipped in some gum and I think I made everyone happy. But yes, with the shower. The only thing I can't do that you do is the washing your hair every single time. Your extensions are going to fall out. Your hair is going to break off.
Already does.
You can't do that.
Here's
but
the
you
thing.
But you like that. You not the broken and stuff, but you like to just wash your hair every time. It's too much to do all the time.
No, it is completely bad for my hair. It's bad for the extensions. It's bad for all of these things. But my hair is already shit. The extensions coming in and out every 3 weeks. So I say, fuck it. I mean, might as well. I really wanted to go for that mermaid look on vacay. You know, I like to dress in themes. There were a lot of different themes. So for those of you guys that are just joining, don't know of like precursory conversations, Erin and I went on a wonderful trip with great friends. And a lot of the friends that we hadn't met yet because we were infiltrating another friend group, which was very interesting because as you get later in life, there's very few times that you like start a new friend group, but like really get thrown into like a group that has known each other for 20 plus years. We could not have had a better time. Like met the most amazing people, the nicest. It's always hard too when you like come into a new friend group and you don't know if the girls are going to be catty because they don't know you and they're like, who are you? And the whole thing could not have been a better group of people, the most fun. And for once in my life, I was like, I am not the most wild one here. And that made me very excited because normally I'm the train wreck. I mean, I was this time too, but I wasn't the most.
Right. Couple of things I won't let you off the hook. I had to get this one-liner in. You were talking about all the places you got showers in. You said, I got showers in when I wake up, after I work out, before I go to bed, and maybe at the bar as well, you take a shower. I'm going to leave that for the 24 people that were on our trip. If you're listening to us, all our new friends we made, you know what we're talking about.
You know what?
And
look,
you
I like
know
to immerse myself
who you
who
are.
You are.
But yeah, I agree. I will be the first one to say I'm not Judge Judy or anything like that, meaning judgy pants. But it is hard for me to kind of let go and trust people and be like, all right, I don't want to get into all of it. When I was in preschool, I thought I liked sports, but whatever. We had two people in our group that the reason why we were there and they're the easiest going people and Matthew and our his wife, Kelly, to be around, love being around them. So I was kind of like, okay, these people can't be assholes. They're probably great. They were the nicest group of people. I mean, I hope they liked us as much as we liked them. And to describe most of these people, as I was telling you, it was like one of my favorite movies, which is, well, two maybe, Sweet Home Alabama or Steel Magnolias. They all had a real, real thick accent that it was hard even day two for us not to start talking that way.
There's
and
a lot
they
of
were
y'alls
really
from
cut,
us, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were cut from this cloth and they couldn't have been sweeter. They couldn't have been nicer. They couldn't have been more, what's the word, interested. Oh, yeah, you're the new friends. We don't really care. So anyways, we want to talk to our friends we haven't seen in a while. They were just interested. They were asking questions. I love them all. It was a funny moment last night. We were on the plane coming home and Jarrett and I were kind of looking through our IGs and I was like, they followed me. They followed me. They followed me. Like
that.
The loser over here.
You did say, and then at one point you go, they didn't request me.
They didn't request me.
You were upset about a no request. I haven't went through that. I was trying to like stay away from my phone at all costs because I try to like, whatever, not participate in real life for a while. But that was really funny. Like, you were so deflated. You're like, oh, she didn't request
me. They didn't follow me. You and I were joking a lot because we were the ones that didn't know each other as well as obviously everybody else did. But I know if you are listening to us right now, you will not be able to see our reaction. But these people were so funny and so fun to be around. Carissa and I had one expression all weekend. Our mouth was wide open. Our eyes were wide open. And we were like,
It was like, imagine going to a light show for the first time. Yes. And if you like drugs or whatever, if you're on drugs, if you're not on drugs, anything that you've just never done for the first time and you do it and you're like,
whoa, this is crazy. Or like a kaleidoscope or something that's just like completely out of your normal realm. And again, I preface this by saying I like the party. Like, I mean, it's been well documented, good, bad, or indifferent. And I have felt like I've gotten more mature over the ages. I mean, this just brought it all right back out in me.
Wow.
I was like, this group is wild in the best possible way. In like harmless fun, like lighter, like the lighters at the... where we
sparklers.
Were, there was always, oh, sparklers, Jesus. See, I don't even get the lighters. I mean, I thought I was at a U2 concert holding up a lighter. The sparklers everywhere, but like all, everyone's like fun, just interaction with each other and dancing in like the most innocent, fun way. I was just like enamored with everything.
Yeah, there was a night, I think it was probably the first night we went out with everybody, and our hosts were so fantastic. They had everything organized to a T, so very grateful for that and to be brought along. But we got back to our room, Jarrett and I, we were lucky enough to share a space with you, and we got back to our room, closed the door, and Jarrett goes, babe, these people are animals. He goes, I've never seen anything like this. I'm like, and the animals, like you said, in the best way possible. And then they kept saying as we would come in, y'all ready to go? You ready to bring it on tonight? And it was like, there's more?
There's more.
I don't know.
And this is coming from Jarrett, who's won 2 Stanley Cups. What? Like, he knows how to party. Like, so, but also we played volleyball. We played I don't know if I had never played Piccolo. If you guys are listening, I didn't even know that game existed. It's like fun, random questions.
Where was that?
You came in late, but it was the game that we played that we, we had to read, and then it was like everyone had to name it, and you had to drink if you didn't. Okay.
Penalties.
Okay. Wait a minute. This one came in late because she was busy stretching. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley, I don't know if Ashley listens to the podcast. If she doesn't, it's okay. We forgive you. Haley, where is she? Dropping her off for kids. Hi, Haley.
Blast.
Okay. Blessed angel, number one on our depth charts. So Ashley is a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. That is all y'all needed to hear. Y'all, look at me. Y'all needed to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Take y'all ready back. To do this.
Mm. And we knew Ashley was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader before we got there. On the plane ride there, our friends were kind of giving us the depth chart, like reading us through it. Like, you know, this is so-and-so, they're married to so-and-so. And then we get to Ashley. And Ashley, we knew, was from Dallas, but I had no idea that Ashley was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. So I had my eye on Ashley. I was excited.
And she had her eye. You walked in and we're not even there 5 minutes. Erin just sits down. She goes,
Ashley.
All right. I'm just going to get this out of the way before I start drinking. I'm obsessed with you.
Obsessed.
I need to know everything. I need to do thunder. I need to do a kick line. First of all, as someone who was never a cheerleader, dancer, or anything, I'm like, what the fuck? What's thunder? What's a kick line? No idea. Fast forward, there's a point where I went to the dollar store and bought like dumb Lays and like, I love like stupid little prop things. Erin is looking for pom-poms. She grabs a couple Lays, makes pom-poms. Ashley jumps in and all of a sudden the entire group is watching them do an entire routine. Didn't practice before, nothing, just music started. Now, is this, how did you know, I know you could be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, but how did you know what these moves were? Because you guys just like acted like you had been rehearsing this for weeks.
Well, I thought you'd never ask. First of all, Ashley did say my height wouldn't affect me making the team. I was very concerned about that.
What, but why were you concerned that your height would affect
you? Well, you know, I just feel like the Rockettes are all one size. So I didn't know if I ever tried out, I'm 44, give it up, if that would ever affect me. I was very concerned and wanted to get all my concerns out to Ashley. If you are just joining my life or this podcast, I make no bones about it. I love the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. I probably do 6 to 7 games of theirs a year. I am locked in. Yes, I am very concerned what's happening on the sideline, but when those girls come out and they do thunder, I am in it to win it. I have goosebumps as we speak. I love like they're, because I'm weaving in and out of those girls, those poor things, and I'm trying to stay out of their way, but I'm also trying to be like, what's happening? What's happening?
Is thunder specific to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders? Because the song came on, and they immediately broke out into a routine. So is it just specific to the Cowboys?
That is their opening song. It's before the players come out. It's Thunderstruck by AC/DC. And it's the beginning when the girls come out, the fire starts going. It's usually when I'm trying to do my first hit of the game, when the guys send it down to me and I'm like, Dak is this, Dak is not, all the things. And then this big thunderstruck comes
and
on.
And then you
and
know
like,
it's
oh
happening.
Oh my God, don't mess up. Literally, when Tony Romo was playing, I was doing a report on him and I totally blanked out because it just, the fire is happening. The girls are coming out. It's hot. It's powerful. You see them on the Jumbotron. I love the routine. I've seen it a million times. So Ashley, I just call her out as soon as I get there. I'm like, Ashley, well, you know, the day started. We probably started having margaritas by about 10. By noon, I was ready for the kick line routine.
We have to put up the video because you crushed it. I mean, I know you can dance and your legs are like 20 miles long, but the kicks, everyone was like stopped what they were doing, which says a lot because the attention span of the group is like squirrel. And they like all locked in. It was great. It was, and then it came
it
back up later.
So good.
We kept asking you to do another one each day. It was really great.
If everyone's lucky and Ashley did give me permission, maybe I should text her now that we're all sober. If I could post the my audition for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader on the Calm Down podcast IG, I may just show a video of it. But Carissa, there was a moment where I kept saying to her, like, do more, do more. And she would like call out things.
Yeah,
and
she said something at one point, roll, she said, roll something. And you were like, okay. And you like, just did it. I don't know. It was great.
I was so happy.
It's like, to put this in perspective for people that don't know the depth of Aaron's love for this scenario, it's like if Michael Jordan walked in and was like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to, you know, shoot a free throw. You'd be like, okay. Dun, 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 roll the ball and swish.
For that moment in my life, I had the biggest smile. My face hurt. I probably affected all Botox that was injected in there before this trip. Ashley, thank you for making this girl's dream come true. I had a great time with her. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What else happened?
Well, a lot of things happened. So Ryan also mentioned, our producer, that there was one bathroom in his, in where he stayed with some friends. And it got me thinking.
Not ours.
Not ours. But Aaron is completely the opposite of me in terms of planning for a trip. She has found the location on a map. She has looked up the weather. She has packed 3 days in advance. She has done everything. She needs to, like, where the house is placed, like everything. I'm like, I don't even know where we're going. We're lucky if we have a passport at this place.
Right.
So there was a moment where I thought, like, maybe there's a communal bathroom, which I can get around. Like, I know how to maneuver that situation. But that gets real dicey if there's not. Because then when am I going to the bathroom? It takes me a couple days into the trip to even go to the bathroom.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I don't know if anyone else, yeah. I'll just say it. Like, I don't go to the bathroom right away on a trip. I don't know if it's the travel, it's the right. whatever. And then you start to feel like, oh, I really need to go to the bathroom. How many times did I say bathroom in one sentence right there? But you know what I mean. And ladies, it's like, I've talked about this before. I'm not interested. I understand that we all have to do it, but I'm not interested in walking into it to go get ready for the day. Like, I'm going to need the 30-minute cool down, the breeze to blow through. I don't want to walk into the hot air. So it's almost like somebody should signal, and I feel like I'm pretty good on picking this up. Like, if we're all hanging out and then like someone disappears for a while, don't go look for them right away. You know what they're doing.
No.
Give them a minute.
Give them peace. Yeah.
Yeah.
All valid points. Fantastic.
And if the shower's running for 45 minutes, it's not because they're showering for 45
minutes. Oh, no. I did that for you.
No, that was because I was looking.
I'm sorry.
I was looking for my toiletry bag. It was not because I was on the toilet. I was just looking for the toiletry bag. Erin pokes her head in my room. She goes, are you going to get in the shower? And I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for something. And she's like, the water's running. I'm like, are you paying the bill? What's going on?
Well, no, because I just tried to talk to you four times. I'm like, hurry up. I want to talk to you.
No, but yeah, that was the whole thing with one bathroom. We avoided a disaster.
I can't even do not to be a real biatch with my husband. One bathroom with my husband. I can, and I get it. But first of all, on our trip, our hosts were nice enough to give us two bathrooms, you know, between us, because no one needs that. And we're fabulous with that.
That was amazing.
Even with my husband, I don't know how everyone feels on a trip. Like, I kind of need two, and we had two sinks. I kind of need two sinks. You know what I mean? Two sinks?
I don't care about that. But if I'm on vacation and we're sharing a bathroom, I'm gonna use the bathroom in the lobby or somewhere else. And I know that, I mean,
really?
You know, yeah. I don't think everyone cares this much about my habits in the bathroom. But yes, so the trip was amazing.
And
the other, this is what I was gonna bring up when talking about a trip. Since you and Jared are just so organized and perfect and all the things. Did you come home and like unpack? Because if you did, I hate you.
I haven't. He is fully unpacked. I have not. I can't. He is totally unpacked. Everything is out. Mine is not. Mine is still packed. I need to hose everything down.
Yep.
I first need to see if we have enough laundry detergent. That's my next thing when I get done with this. But no, I did not. I can't. I need to get it done. And then here's my other thing. Constant theme with the show. I need to return a lot of shit. I bought a lot of shit for this trip. I meant to ask you this when we were leaving. I didn't wear half of what I brought.
Oh, I didn't either.
Half of what I bought.
Mm-mm. I didn't either. And I brought, and here's what happened. This is what's going to go on. I'm going to spend an hour in there scrounging around looking for that one receipt that I didn't want to hold on to. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to return this. And if I don't wear it for this, I'll wear it for something else. I'll probably never wear it again. You know what happened to me the other day, actually? Sidestep. I was in Boston and I was there for an interview. I had went to a store. I hate trying on clothes. I just went for a run.
Hate it.
I talked to
hate
you,
it.
Ran through the park, sweating, walking in the store. And she's like, would you like to try those on? Ma'am, that's so nice. You don't want me to try those on. And I want to talk to anyone that walks in this store after a workout and tries on your clothes, because that's disgusting. I'm like dripping in the Boston humidity. And she's nice enough to say, do you want to try on that silk dress? Huh? No. So then I go back to my hotel room, rip off the tags of the, because they were jeans that I like thought just normal ones I buy that would fit, put them on. There was a tag switch. It's not the same size. I am not that size. I am not the size that, like the pants set a certain size. And I was like, oh, these are the size I always wear. They were so loose on me. And I was like, I'd love to think I just have lost so much weight. But this is not the case. They're falling off. I went back to the store. And I said, oh, I was just in here yesterday. I went to return them. She's like, oh, we can't take them back with the tags off. I'm like, the tags are right here. I just took them off. They haven't even been worn. This is the wrong size. I went and grabbed another pair. I'm not kidding. Grabbed another pair, the same size. Tried it on in the dressing room, showing her that there was something wrong with the tag. Couldn't take them back. I'm out $300 for some fucking jeans.
Shut up.
I swear to God. The store.
That's ridiculous. Say their name.
With okay? They wouldn't take them back.
Would not okay.
I'm like, I gave a whole display, a whole tutorial on what I know. So I'm walking out of there with the tags and the thing, and I didn't bring the bag. because I was like, I just right around the corners. Now I'm walking around with the jeans. Anyways,
can you shrink them? I sound like my mom right there. Can you shrink them? Can you throw them in the dryer? I've thought
about this with the seamstress, like taking in the back part of it. Or I'll just wear them and feel very skinny. But either way, I was like, I'm trying to do the right thing, not try them on in the store, and now I'm getting punished for it. And if you try things on after sweating from a workout, you're no friend of mine.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge in the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan's reminding us of the fake paparazzi story. So I will tell
You're a better storyteller than me. You tell it.
We go out to this fun beach club and we're all having a time. Again, these people
Sorry, sis.
Professionals.
I'm going to interject only for one thing. The last time we went to a place like this with the exact same name, Aaron was living in New York. I was visiting. This must have been 10 years ago now. So I'm like, Aaron and I are not as close now, obviously, as we are. But at the time, I was like, oh, look, I'm in town. Let's go grab some brunch. And she's like, okay. I'm like, I'm with a couple friends of mine. She comes over. Well, the brunch turns into a full-on club, unbeknownst to me and Aaron. And all
you didn't know that?
I didn't know
you
that. I swear to God, I did not know it turned into that big of a club. Well, part of the reason it did, actually, when did Whitney Houston die? I should know the date of this since she's my favorite. Oh, over 10 years ago. It was the day Whitney Houston died. Because at that club, all of a sudden, we find out Whitney dies and the music's playing. I'm crying. Now everyone's like throwing a bigger party in celebration of her, you know, passing away tragically. Anyways, this is the last time we were at a place like this. There's been a lot of life between
February 2012. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. So yeah, 10 years ago. There you go. But 10 years ago, we were different people. Fast forward 10 years ago, going to the same kind of club. I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I can do this anymore, but let's give it a whirl. Now go.
Not only did I do it, I did Dallas Cowboys routines.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Now hit the showers.
Hit the get in the showers, you. So we're there. It's a time. Everyone's feeling great, maybe not feeling much. And then I always do have a paranoia if I want to let loose and have some fun and dance around. I was just like, well, let's try to find the camera phone that you don't want there or somebody just taking a picture. So I see this guy kind of lingering by the area that we're all in. And I was not of the sorts to be making these judgmental comments, Judgy McJudgerson, Judge Judy over here. I said to my husband, there's paparazzi right there. That's paparazzi. And I'm not saying about getting for me, because who gives a crap for me? Obviously, we're with other people that they could take photographs with. It's fine. I'm not the star of this show. It wasn't for me. And we were very, very protective of our friend.
Yes.
Anytime, so, maybe too much.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm always like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, but let them have fun. Anyways, so I just said to Jarrett for our friend, I was like, hey, I think this is paparazzi over here. So my husband, being a great person, was like, hey, buddy, come on over here. The so guy sweet. Comes over and he's like, well, like, I know Jarrett wants to be like, hey, are you taking pictures of our friend? Instead, the guy's like, no, I'm a magician. He gives him a business card and all of a sudden the card goes on fire. And they start talking to this guy and he starts doing magic trips for Jarrett and all the our friends. And Jarrett's like, babe, he's not paparazzi, he's a magician. I was like, well, he made his camera disappear, obviously.
You fell for that, Jarrett? I can't believe you fell.
That's the oldest one in the book. Meanwhile, we got Oompa Loompas.
That's an unbelievable cover-up, though. If it was a paparazzi, and he's like, oh, no, buddy, I just got a few magic...
I'm a magician.
And Jarrett, being the sweetest human on the planet, is like, oh, cool, buddy, show me what you got. All of a sudden, Jarrett's...
Hey, we should hire this guy.
Exactly. Jarrett's got him back at the house. Jarrett's in a bite. He's like, well, we're just staying down the road. You should come over after 7. Now, all of a sudden, the guy's like, great, I'm in the door. I'm making friends. Snap, snap, snap. Oh, Jesus.
We talked about this with my husband. There were some stars of the show. This one girl, Haley, that we came
Dream.
To love. Ashley, Allie, the list goes on and on. Tom's, Jake, we love
Jesus.
You. But Jarrett and his, like, you take him out of the country or on a trip, he's got a lot to say and he's really excited.
Jarrett, so we were at one of these dinners, which are so entertaining because there's always something going on. Sparklers, there's shows, it's Cirque du Soleil. I mean, again, Aaron and I, if you're watching on YouTube, we're just our mouths wide open. And for Aaron and I to be speechless, it actually says a lot. This might be the only place that Aaron and I said the fewest amount of words over the last 4 days. And so we're sitting there and we're like, what? So then all of a sudden there's music playing and all this stuff. And so the food was taking a while and Aaron made some really funny comment about like the food coming out faster. And she said it in like this like sass way. And Jarrett just looks over and he goes, you talking to me? Because he was like so enamored with the show. And she's like, no, babe, you're good. You're good. And then there was this guy standing on a stool or whatever, a chair. And then there's this big fire, like torch thing above him. And he's right below Jarrett, but Jarrett's back is to this guy. So we are hysterically laughing, thinking of like a Larry moment that Jarrett's going to like pull his chair out to like go to the bathroom innocently. He's going to knock the guy over. The guy's going to go, the place is going up in flames. And Jarrett, meanwhile, the whole time's like, hey, babe, can you pass me that Greek salad, babe? Greek salad, babe? No.
Hey, bud, there's fire. Yeah. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, shoot. Oh, good times. But yes,
good.
Vacations are always so, I mean, it's all about the group that you go with, which in this case is not articulated for the last 25 minutes, is incredible. But so many funny stories. And it's just a reminder of how nice it is to go away. Because then also when you come back, you're like, oh, home. And nobody was more excited to hit up a certain drive-thru than this girl right here. So she convinced me, because I had never been, because we were with a bunch of amazing people from the South, when I had never been to Raising Cane's. And so Aaron got all excited.
How dare you?
A new one just came in sort of where we live. And so we're like, let's go, after we got off the plane. We go, closed last night. This one went out of her way to get it today. Committed. Okay, so for anyone that hasn't been to Raising Cane's, including myself, what am I ordering there?
You're getting the 3 or 4 chicken finger combo with the Texas toast. Oh, God, Jarrett, we didn't get coleslaw with our stuff. We didn't get coleslaw. It's one of the whole reasons why I went, shoot, or he just went back.
Wait, but why that's also funny is because yesterday he says, I want to get coleslaw. I'm like, you're the only person that wants to get coleslaw. This is after he took a jicama from the charcuterie board and he takes a bite of the jicama and goes, not much taste to this, but pretty good, huh? Jarrett in a nutshell. Eats coleslaw and loves some jicama, even though it doesn't taste like anything.
Oh, God. Well, if you talk to anyone in the South, Raising Cane's, they say, is a lot like Zaxby's. I disagree. I think Raising Cane's is so good. It has a Texas toast, chicken fingers, coleslaw, which we didn't get, crinkle fries, and the special sauce. And like Carissa said, they just opened it up by my house. I was so excited to go last night because I was going to ask you, much like unpacking, I feel like the night you get home, you don't really have to pay attention to, you're still in vacation mode. It runs through till you wake up the next morning in your own bed.
I crushed pasta last night.
Whoa!
And a pizza.
Whoa!
I know. Hence the run that needed to happen today. But babe, last night, I was like, I stacked everything up. I went straight out to the garbage can and just dumped in it. I know that's very wasteful. It's not how I normally am, but I wanted to keep myself from eating it. This morning, I was like, that's it. So now I got to have like a full week of like tighten it up. But yeah, the vacation goes until the next morning. Yeah.
But for us, because Raising Cane's was closed last night, I did a sensible breakfast. I did Tonal. And then Jarrett and I, we had to go
sensible
get our cars.
Breakfast.
And he's like, do you want to do Raising Cane's? And I was like, yes, I really do. So now I'm done. I'm going to take my Athletic Greens after this. But
yeah, you
I
are.
Do, I was very, very. Yes, girl. And I did my drops today.
Good
too.
Girl. D3K2.
Mm-hmm. But we have to talk about this. And I think I'm going to go to the store or do Instacart before the day is over. Mm. I want to start adding magnesium to my supplement situation. And I want you to try it too. Helps with sleeping. But we need to do it.
Will you just send
me
the list?
I follow.
Send me the list of the things that I'm supposed to take because Erin is much better. It's how I started taking Athletic Greens is because of her. We are nearing the end, sadly, and I could keep going on and on and on. But I have some real gems that I'm going to post to our IG once this episode comes out because there is a video that you are unaware of that I was unaware of. Sorry, I didn't mean to panic you. In the best possible. First of all, if it was bad, I would have told you immediately.
Where was it?
At dinner one night, and it summarizes sparklers coughing from the smoke and the whole experience.
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, did
my
you?
My face.
Shit. It's amazing.
I look so ugly in
it. Are you insane? You look fucking gorgeous. And that's so aggressive how I just said it. But she's like, has this perfect glow on her and she encapsulates all the emotions of what was just happening. Anyways, I will not post a video without your consent or Ashley. Let us know if we can do the kick line. You guys, thank you for...
She said yes.
She did?
Yeah, I asked her on the trip. I did post our working out video. We did manage to get a nice little circuit training in.
Oh, good.
You were there.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Oh, my God.
Anywho.
For more vacay content, head over to the IG. And we will see you next week. Who knows where we'll be? Where's Waldo? Maybe I'm going to Italy. Who knows? You know, whoa. Drop a pin.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, Wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.